A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon, it was a 4th of July special for the Marlins from Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri. The second of four between the Marlins and the Cardinals. A matchup between Jose Urania and Lance Lynn. And with a recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, a 5-run sixth inning leads to a happy Independence Day here in St. Louis. Marlins over the Cardinals 5-2. They've evened this four-game series up at a victory aside. In the Monday night series opener, the Marlins and Cardinals combined for 20 runs on 28 hits, with the Cardinals doing the bulk of that damage. Today, on the 4th of July, a very different kind of game. Jose Urania and Lance Lynn kept this one scoreless into the bottom half of inning number 5. Cardinals didn't have a hit until the 5th inning. That's when Paul DeJong led off with a single against Urania. He was at first base with nobody out for third baseman Greg Garcia.
The ball hit high into the air to right. Stanton back at the bullpen fence. Leaping, can't get it. It's gone. A two-run home run for Greg Garcia, his second of the season. And a 2-0 lead for the St. Louis Cardinals here in the 5th.
But the Marlins will come right back in the top of the 6th inning after Ichiro pinch hit for Jose Urania and popped to third for the first out. D. Gordon doubled. Giancarlo Stanton hit a screaming line drive towards second base, and Matt Carpenter, who was positioned on the shift to the left of third base, he knocked the ball down, picked it up, and in his rush to try to throw Stanton out, he threw wide at first base. So Stanton was safe on an E4. Gordon stayed at second base. The Marlins had two on, one out, trailing 2-0. Went up stepped Christian Yelich.
The pitch is hit high into the air, left center, going back. Pham at the track. Pham looking up and is up, up and away. Christian Yelich has hit a 3-run home run, and the Marlins take the lead here in inning number 6 on a long ball from Yelich. Number 8, RBIs 39, 40, and 41.
A go-ahead 3-run home run for Christian Yelich. It's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. After the Yelich home run, Marcelo Ozuna singled, and that would be it for Lance Lynn. Lefty Tyler Lyons came on to face Justin Bour, and he got Bour to foul out to third. But Martin Prado came to the plate. He doubled, sending Ozuna to third base. So the Marlins had two men in scoring position with two outs in that sixth inning for JT Riddle.
Riddle swings on the next pitch and lines a ball out into right center. That's a base hit that should get two home. One is home, and then sliding in safely behind him is Martin Prado. And the Marlins get two on a hit by JT Riddle off the left-hander Tyler Lyons. And the Marlins now lead 5-2.
The Marlins sent nine men to the plate in that sixth inning. They scored 5 runs on 5 hits, and they took a 5-2 lead into the bottom of the sixth. We could close the book on both starting pitchers at that point. Urania left on line for a win. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. He walked 2, struck out 7, hit a batter, allowed a home run, 96 pitches, 59 strikes for the Miami right-hander. For Lance Lynn of the Cardinals, 5 1/3 innings today, 6 hits, 4 runs, couple earned, couple unearned. Walked 1, struck out 5, allowed the long ball to Yelich. Lynn threw 100 pitches, 63 for strikes. So 5-2 Miami into the bottom of the 6th. Drew Steckenrider just back from Triple-A New Orleans today after Jeff Locke was designated for assignment. Steckenrider pitched a scoreless 6th inning, retiring 3 straight after a leadoff hit by Luke Voit. Then in the 7th, it was Kyle Bearclaw's turn to try to protect a 5-2 lead. He got the first man, Greg Garcia, to bounce to 2nd. But pinch hitter Jose Martinez hit a fly ball into short right. D. Gordon calling all the way, called off by Giancarlo at the last second. D. peeled off, and the ball went off Stanton's glove. It fell in. They scored it a base hit, so the Cardinals had a man at first with one out in that 7th inning. When Matt Carpenter singled, the Cardinals got the tying man to the plate in the 7th, down 5-2. Bearclaw able to come back, though, to strike out Tommy Pham swinging. Pham went 0 for 4, 4Ks in this game, but he was not yet out of the woods. With the tying man at the plate, two outs in the 7th, Bearclaw faced Stephen Piscotty. Bearclaw ready. The 3-2 runner goes, slider, called strike 3. He caught him looking. After the Cardinals put men at the corners with one out, Bearclaw comes back and he strikes out the 2-3 men. Pham swinging, Piscotty looking. There was a slider in the strike zone. And the Marlins are through 7 with a 5-2 lead in St. Louis. David Phelps, a St. Louis native, got the eighth inning. He struck out Luke Voit, another St. Louis native, to get things started. Yadi Molina singled, but Phelps came back to get Randall Grichuk on a fly ball to center, and Paul DeJong on a pop-up foul to the first baseman Bohr. So he went to the ninth. The Marlins 5 and the Cardinals 2. A.J. Ramos on to try to close things out, and he did it with a nice, neat, and tidy ninth inning here today. He struck out Greg Garcia. He got pinch hitter Alex Mejia to bounce to shortstop. Two outs, nobody on in the Cardinals' ninth. Their last hope in this ballgame, Matt Carpenter.
Here's a high fly ball in left field. Ozuna goes back to the edge of the track and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. And the Marlins have won 5-2, beating the St. Louis Cardinals here on the 4th of July.
For the Marlins, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 5 runners left. For the Cardinals, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 miscue. They strand 8 in the game. Jose Ureña, the winning pitcher, improves to 7-3, leads the staff in victories now. Lance Lynn, the loser, 6-6. A.J. Ramos, save number 14 in 15 tries. Time of the game, 3 hours, 4 minutes, and a crowd of 38,497 heads home disappointed here in St. Louis. Marlins are 37-45 with the victory. They are now 2-3 halfway through this 10-game road trip, and they're 16-24 on the road. Cardinals, who came in having won 5 of 6, they fall to 40-43. They're 23-22 here at Busch Stadium.
All right, so the Marlins beat the Cardinals on the 4th of July yesterday afternoon. Game 3 comes your way tonight at 8:15 from Busch Stadium. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning and you were having too much fun hanging out on the beach, you couldn't join us yesterday, you're looking for that Fish family bonus code, well, it applies quite nicely to yesterday, and your Fish family bonus code this morning is Happy 4th. Happy number 4, TH. Happy 4th is the Fish family bonus code. Marlins Cardinals, 8:15 tonight, Volquez versus Leak. We're on the air at 7:45 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.